My name is Alison Barker, and I'm a graduate of the ALBA program.
And Alison, when you first heard that All Hallows, well, first of all, when did you hear that All Hallows was closing?
I heard it on the Friday, on the day that it was announced. I was at my workplace and somebody came in to tell me. I think one of the things about All Hallows is that people always know you're associated with it because it was a big part of my life. So somebody came in and said, have you heard the news that All Hallows is closing?
And how did you react to that?
I just felt just so sad and devastated that this place that's been such a part of my life would be gone. Finding that really hard to believe.
And a lot of people say it's quite a different education experience to maybe other third level institutions. Would you agree with that?
Certainly from my experience, I returned to education in 2008 at 44 years of age. I didn't have the opportunity to do third level first time round. So in this place, I found a welcome. I found nurturing. I found support. And I think for adults returning to education, it was a superb place to come. You just felt that whatever way the team could help you, they would help you to get there.
And do you worry about the implications for your own degree or for the standard of what your own degree will now stand for?
I don't worry about that. I worked hard. I did an honours degree. It's accredited by DCU. So from that perspective, I'm not concerned about it. I suppose my disappointment is that I hoped to go on and do a master's here in leadership and pastoral care. But unfortunately, I won't have the chance to now.
My name is Lisa. I'm actually completed 2 years now of a 4-year programme. I heard it through an email. I just turned on the laptop and there was an email to say that the college was going to close down. And it was just a big shock because, like, we didn't know whether we'd get to finish out our degree.
And All Hallows are going to facilitate people to finish out their degree, aren't they?
Yeah, they've assured us that we will get to finish out our degree.
Do you have any idea of why it might have closed, or was there any sort of signs?
Absolutely no idea whatsoever. It hadn't even crossed my mind that something like this could happen. I've put in 2 years up here and it's actually been the best 2 years of my life. Yeah, I've met great people, the support is there. Any problems whatsoever, there's always somebody to talk to. The education is just, I just love it. I've learned something new every single day that I've come in here. The reason why I came back to college was to break the cycle for my family. Because none of my siblings went to college and I have 2 young children and I want them to go to college. So they see Mammy out studying and I just feel that I'm a great role model for them. I done one particular module called So You Want to Sing. We took part in a choir for 12 weeks and we sang in the church there at Christmas and it was just the most beautiful experience.
I'm Teresa. And I started in September, having retired about 3 years ago. And I didn't really have any plans for what I wanted to do. But I did feel a yearning to go back to education. Even though I wasn't looking for a degree, I just wanted, I suppose, fulfilment. And I just fell in love with it because of how it's structured, how flexible it is. It's set up in a way to help you succeed. You really feel that you, no one wants to fail. Everyone wants to help you to succeed. And I hope I will get to the end of it. There certainly seems to be a very sincere commitment to all the students. And there seems to be a good sense of integrity around wanting to help the students to finish it. I do feel I will finish it.
If somebody could do something to help out or save the college, would you be keen for that?
I think it would be wonderful, and I've no doubt that the college are looking at that, but whether they succeed or not, it doesn't seem to be getting the profile that you'd like it to. I think there was an awful lot of concentration on the letters and also on the other issues, and unfortunately that was a terrible distraction from the much, much bigger news of what was been lost. It was a day's news versus a lifetime of change, a lifetime of something really important ending.
Caroline Henry, you are the marketing person with All Hallows. And maybe, so you may have the best idea or understanding as to where things started to not quite come together.
Certainly, I work in marketing and communications, so I'd have been involved in the whole process, I suppose, since our current president, Patrick McDevitt, came about 3 years ago. The college has embarked on an ambitious sustainability plan, really, which involved a number of strands, fundraising, pulling out the archives and artefacts that we have had throughout the campus and the buildings, and having a look at those, and also widening our range of programmes, you know, to appeal to today's market in a way that has relevance, I suppose, and traction for people today that they can relate to.
And one of the things that really comes across in all the students that I've talked with is how much people enjoy their educational experience here.
There's a couple of, I suppose, contributing factors there. A lot of our students would be mature students, and I suppose the nature of adult learning is, you know, is slightly different than the second level process and into third level. Adults engage in a very different way, and that's recognised, and it's a skill that has been honed, I suppose, in the college. So there's a huge amount of support for the students, and that is really a unique feature, I think, of the college education, because it's integrated into every program. As well as that, a lot of the programs, I would say, across the board, have an applied aspect to them. It's not just an academic, of course it has academic rigour in the way that any third level degree programme would, and all of our degree programmes are accredited by DCU. But they're actually engaging with the communities that they serve. So be it, you know, children or people in the community that don't have a strong voice or are not able to use their voice. So a lot of the community would benefit from the learning that our students do during the course of their programmes.
With all of that and everything that you're doing, I suppose the question comes up, what went wrong? Why are you closing?
A college is never going to be able to survive on the fees for income from students alone. We are a private college, so we didn't have the benefit of state funding. We wanted to broaden our range of offerings at undergraduate level. So we were bringing in a degree programme, for example, in community psychology and social and human services. However, those new pathways and programmes were not incorporated into the free fees scheme. So it was quite challenging, really, to try and present these liberal arts degree programmes with a fee attachment to it. So there was no one single factor that we were able to say that was the cause of the, I suppose, disintegration, the collapse, the reason for that, the decision to wind down. But there were a number of, I suppose, elements to the jigsaw, all of which needed to work, all of which needed to bear fruit. And unfortunately, it seemed, certainly in recent times, that none of them seemed to be coming to fruition. Colm Kilgallen here beside me is the assistant director on the ALBA programme, the Adult Learning BA programme, and he's been involved in it since its inception, since it started in 2008.
And Colm, how did you take the news?
I suppose, like everybody in the college, it comes as a bombshell because it's something we didn't expect.
A lot of your degrees are already recognised by DCU. Would a solution have been to become a branch, I suppose, of DCU or to get the kind of state funding that they get?
I think, you know, at the time when we became a linked college of DCU, it coincided with the problems in the economy. So it was going to be extremely difficult at a time when government were cutting back all the way. So it was just unfortunate. The timing wasn't right.
And of course, a lot of the subjects that you do aren't in what they would call the STEM subjects, the sort of science, technology, engineering and maths subjects. You tend to do courses that are more about personal development and management and people, I suppose, introspective courses, if you like. Liberal arts would maybe be a way to describe it.
Yeah, no, that's very true. But at the same time, there's a huge value, particularly when you're bringing education to communities that wouldn't have a background in education. Like some of the communities in North Dublin have a very low take up on third level. And there are many people working in the communities who believe that the way to solve social problems is through education. So, in fact, there is a huge need for subjects that, you know, would be more liberal arts than, as you say, STEM. And then we've had many people, like some of the students that you interviewed, who want to get the point across within their own families and even within their communities that education is important. I would hope, as would my colleagues, that ALBA wouldn't be lost in the closure of All Hallows, that somewhere along the line somebody would see a value in this from a social justice point of view and perhaps take it on as a program that, you know, would benefit communities.
And it is difficult, I suppose, to be trying to privately run a course that is trying to generate an educational degree for the public good.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, to a large degree, people don't see it as a priority. But yet, in terms of how it can, you know, address social problems and perhaps solve social problems, there has to be a huge benefit.
If anything could be done, do you think anything can be done now, or is it too late?
I suppose it's never too late. Will somebody on a white horse, you know, come in the gate with a load of money? Probably not.
Do you think the Kennedy family might have any interest, or that they might sort of take an interest given the issue with the letters?
That's something I absolutely don't know. Of course, I'd love if they were willing to part with sufficient funds, but I don't know.
Are really, I suppose, at that stage in negotiation with the Vincentian provincial rather than the college at this stage. So we're no longer really part of that discussion. So it would be unlikely, I suppose, that that would be a source of salvation. Although, as Colm mentioned, it really would be a fabulous opportunity, I suppose, and would give, I know, some our staff some solace if the ALBA programme could be imported into another educational institution. It's too valuable to lose. A lot of the groundwork has been done in designing it and putting it together. It's been running since 2008. There is nowhere else, there's nothing else like it in the country, in Ireland. If we could see that going somewhere and not dying, that would be some consolation for us, I think.